Who is Cam Kander? Is a six-part investigative podcast that seeks to unravel the mysterious disappearance of the most prolific audio drama creator who ever lived. The show is set in 2035 and envisions a dystopian future where almost all of the fiction podcasts come from one overarching evil corporation, and all of the shows star Dax Shepard. Honestly, you'll just have to listen for yourself. It's Serial meets This is Spinal Tap. Give it a listen.
I think of Cam Kander as a kind of a wizard, an auditory mage, a creative shaman, if you will.
This was an artist who was creating stories that seemed like they came from another dimension.
Well, simply put, Cam Kander was the single most prolific fiction podcaster of all time. Period. No argument. This was a person who created literally hundreds of shows.
Was Kander a genius or insane? Is there a difference? I don't think we'll ever know.
Why would someone work in complete anonymity?
I suppose because they don't want anyone to know who they are.
Well, yeah, but why?
Who was this prolific creator that I'd never heard of? Who is Cam Kander? What I discovered was shocking.
From me, BK Will, in conjunction with Trojan Cat Media, a division of Corp, comes Who is Cam Kander?
No one knows anything about Cam Kander. We're talking about a total cipher. Who can you say that about?
Cam Kander? Yeah, that was a strange thing. A prolific creator who disappeared suddenly in 2020. Off the map, off the radar, done, gone, over. Like Amelia Earhart.
Eccentric, weird, inscrutable. Cam Kander was like a 21st century Howard Hughes, or a 21st century Tommy Wiseau, or a 21st century Banksy. Kander was definitely a 21st century somebody.
My name is BK Will, and I am a cultural obscurist. I study, collect, and write about the obscure, the obsolete, the forgotten, and the never known. You can think of me as a sort of archaeologist of the arts. In my line of work, you'll find me treasure hunting, scouring brick-and-mortar bookstores, yard sales, thrift shops, and at night, I search the internet, looking everywhere to find music, books, movies, hidden gems from unknown geniuses. I search for works of art that found their way to the dustbin of culture, whether abandoned by the artists themselves, or more likely, thrown out by family after the artist's death, having never known what genius they had in their possession. I'm forever on the hunt for rarities and oddities.
Excuse me, what do you want for this journal?
I can let it go for 20
cents.
What are you, a smartass?
In the spring of 2033, on one of my picker trips across the American Southwest, I stumbled into an estate sale in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Rummaging through a box of discarded electronics, I found a small Firewire drive with one of those quaint Brother P-Touch labels, the kind my mother was fond of using to label her homemade pickles. The label read, Property of Cam Kander. Holding that drive in my hand, a river of nostalgia came flooding back. The bygone external drive, the archaic labeling technology. But there was something else. In faded Sharpie on the top was written the word podcasts.
How much for this drive?
In the back, like the sign says.
I'd developed a kind of sixth sense about discoveries like this, something you need in my line of work. More often than not, these discoveries yield nothing. Usually, a drive like this would have been scrubbed clean years or even decades prior. But every once in a while, they hold treasures. I had a sense this was one of those times. What I discovered on this drive was no less than a cultural goldmine. MP3s, hundreds of them, they were the forgotten indie fiction podcasts from one Cam Kander. Now, let me be clear about this. This wasn't 100 episodes of a single audio drama, no. These were hundreds of different shows, dating from the earliest days of fiction podcasting, in the aughts, back when there were independent podcasts, back before the great indie podcast purge of 2025.
Can you hear me? We're ready? You're about ready in there?
Rolling.
Okay, we're gonna get started. Are you ready, David?
Yeah, no problem.
So, who is Cam Kander?
Not a lot is known, really.
That's David A. Person, former podcast critic turned winemaker.
Scratch that, okay? Nothing is known. Cam Kander, man, woman, non-binary person, no idea. How old was Cam? Where did Cam come from? Favorite color? Dog or cat person? Red or white? We literally know nothing.
For the sake of disambiguation, because we don't know Cam Kander's gender, we will default to the use of they-them pronouns.
So, back in the day when you were doing podcast criticism...
Are you doing air quotes right now? I feel like I'm hearing air quotes.
Air quotes? No, I was...
Okay. It's just the way you said podcast criticism, like it's not a real thing.
No, of course not. Not my intention at all.
Sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Well, I hadn't asked the question, but I'll ask it now. Back in the day when you were doing podcast criticism, did you ever review any of Cam Kander's shows?
The thing about Kander, they would always send me a press release and their pilot episode. Every single time. I got hundreds of these things, and initially, and this would have been back in like 06 or 07, when there weren't a huge amount of people doing audio dramas, I would listen. And frankly, I didn't know what to make of them. They were weird.
Weird in what way?
At least that's how they struck me at the time. I'm curious how they would have aged, though. My memory isn't great, but I wonder if they might be refreshing now. Remember, this was before corporate interests homogenized the medium.
Like, maybe they were ahead of their time?
Maybe.
Weird. That's what struck me when I lit up that Firewire drive and started listening to these MP3s. They were screwy, oddball, but original. There was an historical soap opera called Filthy Nuns of the Holy Roman Empire, a New Age thriller set deep in the ocean called Shaman Sharks of the South Pacific. There was one that was particularly odd. A combination murder mystery, cooking program, talk show hybrid, set in Victorian times no less, called
Mr. Fezziwig Talks Crumpets. Yes! That's the one that got me hooked on Cam Kander.
This is Martina Turkle, president of the Cam Kander Fan Club in Spokane, Washington.
The premise of the show was basically batshit, you know? So it's set in London in the 1880s, and it is about this Mr. Fezziwig, an amiable guy who has a radio show. A radio show where they talk about crumpets and baking in general, and... okay, in the pilot, well, it's bananas. I think you just have to hear the thing.
Let's listen now to a portion of Mr. Fezziwig Talks Crumpets.
Welcome to Mr. Fezziwig Talks Crumpets. I'm your host, Mr. Fezziwig. With me, as always, is my apprentice, Miss Philippa Featherwood.
Good day to you, Mr. Fezziwig.
Good day, Pippa. I mean, Miss Featherwood. How goes it?
It goes well, sir. Well, indeed. What a fine day to be on your radio program talking about crumpets.
Right out of the gate, you realize, okay, this is set in 1880 and Fezziwig has a radio talk show, but radio hasn't been invented yet. So the underlying premise of this audio drama makes no sense. And yet, somehow it works.
These anachronisms, do you think they were intentional?
I'm sure they were. The only other explanation is that Cam Kander did not know when radio was invented, which would have made them an imbecile. And for the record, I would not be running a fan club for an imbecile. Just saying.
Let's get back to Mr. Fezziwig Talks Crumpets.
When is it not a fine day to talk crumpets?
Right you are. I just meant the weather was particularly grand today.
But the weather doesn't matter, as we're inside in our little radio studio, aren't we? So it could be raining toads and titmice outside. Twouldn't matter now, would it?
Indeed it would not, Mr. Fezziwig.
Well, enough about the weather. What have we today, Pippa? I mean, Miss Featherwood?
Today on the show, we're sampling a new recipe of crumpet from Brockton the Baker.
Brockton? From the High Street? What a fine fellow he is indeed. His father was a vicar, don't you know?
Did not know that, sir.
He was found dead outside a house of ill repute in Manchester some years ago. Quite the scandal.
A whorehouse, you say?
Actually, Miss Featherwood, I said house of ill repute. But tomato, tomato, what?
That's terrible, isn't it? Well, anyway, here is the box of crumpets.
Oh, well, isn't that a grand aroma? I wish our listeners at home could smell the studio right this second.
Indeed, sir.
Oh, look at them. Just lined up so perfectly. Like children awaiting their shift at the coal mine. Oh, this one looks particularly inviting. Let's sample it, shall we? Hint of orange. Lovely. But what's this? Something hard? Oh, my, look at that.
What is it, Mr. Fezziwig?
Oh, why, I do believe it's a severed finger. My goodness, Miss Featherwood. I do believe we've stumbled upon a crime.
Wow. A severed finger?
Told you. There's a lot going on with this.
So, anachronisms aside, we have this sort of very light, very English comedy of manners. And then?
And then, severed body parts in baked goods. Camp Candor was either an idiot or this is audio drama's David Lynch.
What does your gut say?
My gut, which is never wrong, insists that Camp Candor was a genius.
So you were listening to Mr. Fezziwig Talks Crumpets when it first ran?
Yes, back in 2014. I don't know how I discovered it. There might have been a subreddit back when that was a thing. There was only one episode and I downloaded it. It had 2 1-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. People just hated it. Well, 2 people hated it. Who knows how many people even heard the thing. Cam Cantor didn't put out a second episode despite doing a trailer for the second episode.
Next week on Mr. Fezziwig Talks Crumpets.
To the constable, then.
The constable, pish posh. We're off to Brockton the Baker's.
Why ever, sir?
To get to the bottom of this.
So, Cam Cantor ends the episode with a cliffhanger, puts out a trailer for an episode 2, but it never appeared. Mr. Fezziwig Talks Crumpets died with the pilot.
Died with the pilot. If there was one thing that was consistent about a Cam Candor show, that was it. The shows all died with the pilot. 1 episode only, and Cam gave up. The shows weren't available for long either. Sometimes a week, sometimes a month, and then the show was deleted. Its RSS feed disappeared from wherever it was hosted. It was a strange thing.
Strange? It was bonkers. I couldn't figure that out. There's a lot of effort and money put into these productions. They were well-crafted, well-produced, and decently acted. But it was almost as if Cam Candor didn't want anyone to hear them.
What was the motivation for deleting the work? Was Candor a perfectionist, unhappy with the result? Were they embarrassed by the lack of interest? Or was it something else? We'll dig into it more after this quick break. The mysterious fiction podcaster Cam Candor had a bizarre proclivity for deleting their work. Why? What kind of artist destroys their output after introducing it to the world?
Self-sabotage. It's what people do to avoid the fear of rejection.
That's psychologist Wilhelm Monoclair.
By sabotaging yourself, you can see the failure coming ahead of time, and so you can prepare for it, psychologically speaking. You can blame others for the failure. To some people, that feels much safer than putting it all out there.
Based on this behavior, can you venture to say what Cam Kander's childhood was like?
Sure, I could venture. For $200 an hour, I can do lots of venturing. But after many, many of those hours, I can safely come up with a diagnosis.
Okay, what's the 25-cent version?
The mother. It's always the mother.
The question is, and it's a controversial point of view, but one I ask anyway. This is Professor Graciela Lopez from the College of Abandoned Arts at Berkeley. Did Cam Kander exist at all? Meaning, was Cam Kander a pseudonym, a pen name, a nom de guerre, a nom de plume, an AKA, an alias?
Okay, got it.
A summer name?
Thanks. I know what a pseudonym is.
Did Cam Kander have mother issues? Was self-sabotage at play? Were they working under a pseudonym? I offered another theory to podcast critic David A. Person.
Do you think it's possible that Cam Kander wasn't capable of crafting a full story?
Meaning?
Meaning they were deeply insecure and perhaps afraid of success?
Like imposter syndrome?
Well, is it imposter syndrome if you're really an imposter?
That I cannot answer. Or more colloquially, who the hell knows?
Who the hell knows indeed? The more I dug into the mystery of Cam Kander, the more answers I had, the more questions arose.
So what about the actors? Has anyone found any of them?
It became difficult to track these people. When the RSS feed was deleted, so were the show notes. I got in this habit of downloading the shows immediately. I keep notes on the names of the actors.
Have you reached out?
Of course. But they were impossible to find. Some have died. Some just moved on. I never had much luck.
When I started this project, desperate to talk to someone, anyone, who may have worked as an actor on a Cam Kander show, I put notices on all kinds of social media, Twitter, Facebook, asking for leads, for information, anything. I had included a phone number, sort of a tip line. These requests went largely ignored. I thought I had hit a dead end and might have to abandon this project. But then, one day...
Hi, this is a message for BK Will. You're looking for information about Cam Kander. I have something that may interest you. My mother, let's call her Dolores, was an actress on a Cam Kander show called Bedminster.
Bedminster, billed as a Trumpian telenovela, or more accurately, a televanilla. Like all Cam Kander productions, this was a weird mashup. It was a soap opera that centered on Ivanka Trump. The premise was this. After the election in 2020, Jared and Ivanka have been banned from Manhattan by municipal decree. Unable to live in Florida due to the deepening rift with Melania, Ivanka and Jared retreat to Daddy's luxury backwater estate in New Jersey at Bedminster. Okay, so it was a soap opera. Not unlike TV soap operas of yesteryear, like Dynasty or Dallas, with villainous, over-the-top women locked in mortal combat with each other. In this case, Ivanka and Melania. It wasn't a bad premise at all. Plus, it filled a void at the time. There weren't many soap operas in audio drama. But remember, I said it was weird. Here's the odd part. While set in 2022 or 2023, Bedminster was crafted as a 1940s-style radio soap opera, complete with cheesy organ music and over-the-top acting.
From the makers of Go Quick, America's fastest-working suppository, comes Bedminster. This is the story of an American princess and her struggle to write her family's name after scandal lays siege. And now, go quick and listen to Bedminster.
A telegram has arrived, Miss Ivanka.
Telegram? Why? Whoever sends telegrams?
What's a telegram?
It's from the Florida office of the president.
Joe Biden has a Florida office?
No, Eric, it's from Daddy. Do read the telegram, Rosa.
It reads, urgent, President and First Lady arriving tomorrow. Stop. Make all necessary comforts post-haste. Stop. Secret Service sending advance team in the morning. Full stop.
Daddy, coming here? But why?
Perhaps he misses his first wife.
I'm his daughter, Eric, not his first wife.
Oh, that's right.
His wife, that woman, despises Bedminster and despises me worse.
You mean Ivana?
Our mother? No, the other one.
Marla?
No, the other one.
Melania?
That one. She hates me. She'd never come to Bedminster unless...
Unless?
Something terrible must have happened at Mar-a-Lago. I suppose we'll find out soon enough.
Bedminster, possibly the last audio drama to come from Cam Kander before they disappeared. Finally, I had a lead. The actress who played Ivanka was called Dolores, and her son had reached out. I had to talk to this woman. Here was someone who knew and worked with Cam Kander. This was a massive breakthrough in my investigation. We'll get more into Bedminster and the shocking discoveries I made next time on Who is Cam Kander. I'm BK Will. Thank you for listening. If you have any information on Cam Kander, please reach out to us on Twitter at Cam Kander. Or if you've heard of a lost Cam Kander show, let us know and we'll research it. It could become the basis for one of our episodes. Next time on Who is Cam Kander.
How long will Daddy and that woman be staying here, Rosa?
The Secret Service is asking us to have a large supply of coke on hand.
What? Brother Don's coming as well?
Coca-Cola, madam. Decanted into Pepsi bottles for the optics. A 10-day supply.
10 days? That's a Scaramucci and a half. It's plenty of time for that Slovakian shrew to do some damage.
Melania is Slovenian.
Tomato, tomato.
This is BK Will. Visit us at camcander.com for clues, intel, and ways you can help support the essential search for Cam Kander.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, we're the narrators of Midst.
What's Midst? It's very simple. It's a weird, surrealist, fourth-wall-breaking, reality-bending science fantasy space western about a small doomed planet floating in a cosmic ocean of spooky darkness.
Upon whose alien landscape an ensemble cast of characters, including a crotchety outlaw, a freakishly virtuous cultist, and a diabolical businessman, make awful decisions and fight like hell to survive when the moon falls out of the sky and a large number of terrible things happen in rapid succession.
It's exciting, it's funny, it's scary. It's got neat sound, weird music, amazing visuals, and every episode comes with bonus content you can read and examine.
Midst is performed solely by yours truly, as the three of us narrate all the action, play all of the characters, and bend a lot of the rules about how telling stories is normally supposed to work.
Midst is pretty fun, very strange, and it feels like VR for your brain.
We believe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you won't, but there's really only one way to find out. You're going to have to listen to Midst.